Listening Library presents Lucky for Good, the final story in Lucky's Hardpan Trilogy by Susan Patrone. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Encore pour René de mon cœur. Chapter 1. Enemies. The enemies invaded the trailers. Many crept in alone, others arrived in organized platoons. They concealed themselves and built secret tiny nests and lairs. Some of them bit, stung, and pinched. Others clogged, soiled, smudged, and polluted. Lucky's mom, Brigitte, faced these foes like a general in World War III. She mopped, swept, vacuumed, scoured, scrubbed, washed, polished, and sterilized. She was okay with the work. It was just part of living in the little desert town of Hardpan, population 43, which Brigitte had adopted as her home when she adopted Lucky as her daughter. Lucky herself had a live-and-let-live attitude toward Brigitte's enemies, those mice, ants, flying ants, tarantula hawk wasps, scorpions, beetles, crickets, spiders, flies, and moths, plus sand, dust, dirt, grit, and dog hair. The creatures were all just doing their jobs, trying to eat and not get eaten, make a home, have children, live their urgent tiny lives. Lucky tried to help Brigitte see things from their point of view, but it was no use. Brigitte did not care one bit about the point of view of a bug. So, Lucky was pretty conscientious about keeping the screen door closed.